This is WMUK's Arts and More, our look at regional arts and culture. I'm Lorraine Caron. We have a report coming up in just minutes on a tournament of gamers taking place this weekend at the Classic Arcade in Goebbels. First, the online literary magazine The Smoking Poet marked its fifth year of publication this year. Kalamazoo resident Zinta A. Stars is founder and editor-in-chief. While she receives and publishes manuscripts from writers around the world, in the upcoming issue, she features art from the northernmost tip of Michigan, the Keweenaw Peninsula. Via Skype, she talked with poet T. Kilgore Splake in Calumet. His ties to Southwest Michigan include a long teaching career, Kellogg Community College, back when he was still known by his birth name of Tom Smith. Here's one of Splake's poems titled 90 Proof Angels.
Child's tiny fingers letting go, bottles smashing against concrete sidewalk squares, shiny glass shards flying, hard vacant stare, taut sun-bronzed skin, rigid don't hurt posture. Angels falling to earth early this Sunday morning, wings shattering, absent for saving others, pious church-going masses, smug, narrow personas, already so damn sure.
T. Kilgore Splake sharing the poem 90 Proof Angels. He talked with Zinta A. Stars about his move to the Upper Peninsula and how he decided on his pen name.
I had three places where I considered moving to in the Upper Peninsula. One was Calumet, the second was Munising, and the third was Grand Marais. Mm. And I guess I chose Munising because I spent my summers in the Picture Rocks at a 10-acre camp there. And also there was a young arts center in Munising that I felt kind of like I had become adopted to. And I look back on my Munising years. I call the 10 years there my creative writing 101A, first 5 years. And then after the first 5 years, I realized I had found what I call my voice. And I celebrated by buying a black beret to celebrate that I was now really felt that I was a poet.
And not only did you relocate yourself in geographic location, but you kind of went through an identity change there, too. You used to be known as Tom Smith, and now you're known as T. Kilgore Splake. And
I
understand.
When I get in a strange crowd, I explain that I'm T. Kilgore Splake, but in real life, I am Margaret Smith's favorite son, Tom. There was the summer when I wrote my first poem. And that was an experience where I realized that for about 45 years of my lifetime, I'd been living someone else's life, doing things I really, didn't believe in. And it was kind of like a spiritual awakening. And then when I realized I was going to do something with it, I had to decide, who I wanted to be. And so the summer I wrote my first poem was the summer I caught my trophy trout. I first thought it was a brown trout, but it turned out to be a splake. And so when I started thinking about writing, it seemed like kind of embarrassing for a man, to say, I'm a poet. And what if your writing turned out to really be bad? And so the English professor at Kellogg Community College suggested using a pen name or a nom de plume. And so that was the time I'd read everything that Kurt Vonnegut had written. And he often used the character Kilgore Trout. So Splake, and they called me T down in Battle Creek. So I put together Vonnegut, myself, and the fishing story and developed T. Kilgore Splake. And then I guess you can say the rest is simply history.
Keweenaw Peninsula writer T. Kilgore Splake's work will be featured in the December issue of the online literary magazine The Smoking Poet, which you can find at thesmokingpoet.com. He spoke via Skype with magazine founder and editor-in-chief Zinta Astars for Arts and More. Next, Gordon Evans has our report on the first ever Game Stock happening this weekend at the Classic Arcade in Goebbels. Gamers will play and compete on video and pinball games such as Frogger and Donkey Kong.
The Classic Arcade in Goebbels features over 60 games, video and pinball. Some of them date back to the 1960s. Most of them were made in the 80s. This weekend, many of those machines will be used to determine who wins cash prizes, up to $500 for first place.
I'm Anitra Grice. I'm the manager at the Classic Arcade.
I'm Kevin Ketchum. I'm the owner of the Classic Arcade.
Ketchum opened the Classic Arcade 8 years ago and hasn't hosted a tournament before.
Actually, a customer came up with it.
Yep. One of our loyal customers, John Klinkel, who is actually a world record holder himself in Galaga. He's from Battle Creek. He always brings his family in, and since he's kind of in that circuit, in that club of guys, they travel all around and play professionally and play in these tournaments. He wanted to help us get a tournament off the ground and kind of get our name out there, too.
The tournament at the Classic Arcade will begin at 4 o'clock today and continue until 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The cash prizes will be based on scores in 15 different video games.
With the 15 games, you can play them all, or you just need your top 7 finishes. So if I got first place on Donkey Kong and first place on Zaxxon, first place on Frogger, as long as I have the top finishes on that game, then I would be the winner. So we can't go by scores because they all have different scoring systems. So it's how you finish on that machine. So first, second, and third would then get points for each of their rankings. And at the end, we'd add all those up. And so whoever has the most firsts would win.
There's a $45 entry fee for the tournament, although people who aren't competing can still pay the usual $5 to play unlimited games and watch some very good players this weekend.
We have Donald Hayes is the big name who's coming out. He's coming from New Hampshire. And his claim to fame is that he has the most current world records for classic games. So I think, I'm not positive, but I believe he holds 6 current. So, and that's Guinness World Records. So that's pretty impressive. He came out here and visited us last summer?
Summer, I think.
Yep, last summer. He's also plays table tennis professionally. And he was in Grand Rapids for a table tennis tournament, heard about the arcade and came out and stayed for a couple of days and, of course, beat some scores on some of our games. So a very nice guy. So he was very excited to come back and hang out with us again.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fun to watch.
Yes.
Machine on those things.
Ketchum and Grice say they aren't sure how many people will participate in the tournament, but are expecting many of their regular customers. It will be a long weekend, but Anitra Grice says she's not complaining.
I mean, there's worse places that you could be overnight. You know, you've got 100 different kinds of glass bottled pop. You got, you know, soda out of the draft, play of the games you want to play. I mean, there's worse things, worse jobs to have, you know.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.
This is a partial list of arts and cultural events in our region. More can be found at WMUK.org. I'm Lorraine Curran. Join us again Tuesday morning for another Arts and More on WMUK Kalamazoo.